Montag, den 26. Januar 2020, fangen das Festival Ogobanya. Als Thema das Zusammenleben in den verschiedenen Gemeinschaften und soziale, kulturelle und wirtschaftliche Werte von Cotonade im Dogonland. Das Festival dauert eine Woche, wo alle Ethnien von Mali repräsentiert ist. Zusammen eine Woche verbringen, das heißt, zusammen tanzen, zusammen singen, zusammen diskutieren, sich akzeptieren, die Realität auch sehen und dafür auch eine Lösung haben oder suchen. Und in dieser Woche verkaufen und kaufen traditionelle Kunstgegenstände miteinander diese Ethnien. Und das Festival ist von der Dogon-Gemeinschaft auch hier in Bamako, Hauptstadt von Mali, organisiert. Und da sind alle Ethnien von Mali organisiert. Für das, ich habe einen Mann mit mir. Wir werden zusammen ein Interview über auch das Thema Ogobanya diskutieren. Aber das wäre auf Englisch. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Ali Tembine, a doctoral student at the University of Cheikh Anta Diop of Dakar. And I'm in my second year of doctoral of research.
Yes. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. So like my question, so we are here at the festival, and why are you here?
Yeah, simply because, you know, the fact of being, you know, at this festival is a specific, you know, item. So simply because the festivals, you know, represent, you know, the identity of the Dogon people.
Okay. And when we talk about visa signification of the festival, I hope only what can I be also the relationship with the freedom and with the peace and the festival.
Yes, of course, you know, the festivals, you know, symbolize, you know, what the Dogons, you know, the Dogon people is. Because, you know, through these festivals, you know, we can remark that the Dogon peoples is a peace peoples, is in a peoples, you know, who are so tolerate.
Okay.
Is a peoples, you know, who is a peoples, you know, who have, you know, a much, you know, much, you know, what do you call, relations with, you know, the other, you know, ethnic groups of Mali. Yeah, simply because, you know, through the Ogobanya, the Dogon peoples, you know, they see, you know, themselves, you know, in this festival. Simply because, you know, even, you know, if you take, you know, the works, you know, Ogobanya, this is what they call, you know, the calibers of what do you call of the Ogon. It means that, you know, through these, you know, festivals, the Dogon peoples, you know, can renew. The Dogon peoples, you know, they renew what they call the links between, you know, the other ethnic groups of the Dogon peoples.
Okay.
Simply because it is, you know, the way of to weave the relationship, you know, with the other people.
So thank you so much for this. And if we mark here, we have the main ethnic group. See here, they represented also their culture and many other things also. And then this relationship, this representation, this ethnic group who are here have some signification for the peace in Mali.
Yes, of course, you know, if you take, you know, the festivals of Ogobanya, because the Dogon peoples, you know, they are not, you know, they are also the peoples with the other peoples of Mali.
Okay.
They have, you know, the common issue. If you take, you know, the different masks, if you take, you know, different cultures, you know, elements, the Dogon peoples, you know, they have, you know, the same common things with the Dogon peoples, the Fulani peoples, and the Maninka, and so. Because, you know, and through the Ogobanya, the Dogon peoples, you know, can promote the cultural, you know, through the works. Their cultural, their identity, you know, through the works.
So thank you. And then if, when we look at of the Malian situation nowadays, really we need a peace, and it is the reason why I hope that this kind of festival is organized. And then for you, what can be your last word that permits for all people or for the all people in the world and to live in the peace? Yeah.
Yes, of course. You know, the fact of living, you know, in the peace, you know, even the aims of the Ogbanya, that the Dogon peoples, you know, if you want, you know, to living in the peace, this is what they call the objective of the Dogon people issue. Because the Dogon people, through the math is a philosophy of the African people since the Valley of Nile. We have the math, you know, in many Dogons, you know, rites and rituals, simply because this is the math, the Toguna. Through the, even for the Dogon peoples, you know, there is no distinction with the Dogons and the other peoples of Mali, the other ethnic. Because through these festivals, we have, you know, many, many different, you know, cultural, you know, elements, like, you know, Toguna. The Toguna is, what is the Toguna represent, you know, in the Dogon, you know, philosophy? This is a cultural element that weave, you know, the Dogon people with the other peoples. Because in the Toguna, any ethnic groups, you know, of Mali, you know, are called in peace. But if you want to, you know, now what the callings, you know, I sent, you know, to all the Malians is, you know, the welcomings. The welcoming, you know, to the peace. And the welcomings, you know, to go back, you know, to the African spiritualities. Because, you know, through the African spiritualities, you know, African, all the African peoples, you know, they will see, you know, themselves. As, you know, Kwame Nkrumah says, Africa is a continent, a nation. Exactly.
Thank you so much for the interview. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you too, and thank you too.
Also, noch nicht fertig. Ich bin jetzt mit einer Dame. Wir werden auch zusammen ein anderes Interview führen. Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Comment allez-vous?
Je me nomme Madame Nye Badjara, festivalière au Festival Ogbanya Dogon.
Madame, qu'est-ce que vous a... Madame Nye Badjara. Alors, Madame Djara, qu'est-ce que vous a poussé à être là aujourd'hui?
Au fait, comme c'est quelque chose, c'est culturel, comme nous, on évolue dans le commerce aussi, donc ça peut nous apporter un peu, c'est pour cela que moi, je suis là, voilà.
Alors, voyons maintenant le festival, nous voyons quand même que beaucoup d'artistes, et puis en même temps, les vendeurs, beaucoup d'autres choses. Et là, est-ce que ça apporte non seulement des ressources, bien d'accord, mais est-ce que ça peut nous amener aussi la paix dans un Mali où on a fort besoin aussi de la paix?
Oui, vraiment, parce que si tu vois le festival, il y a beaucoup d'ethnies ici. Moi, je suis Bambara, mais c'est un festival qui est organisé par des Dogons. Donc, il y a beaucoup de races comme moi ici. Il y a des Peuls, des Sorayes, même les Touaregs, tout le monde sont là. Donc, je pense que ça peut amener la paix aussi, parce qu'on est là, on se côtoie ici, on s'amuse, on rigole. Donc, quand même, c'est un signe de paix, à mon avis.
Alors, quel appel avez-vous à lancer à la jeunesse malienne ou bien à tous les jeunes du Mali ou bien du monde entier pour que nous puissions vivre en paix?
Oui, bon, l'appel que je peux lancer, surtout à nous les jeunes, il ne faut pas qu'on reste les bras croisés parce qu'on a des diplômes, on n'a pas eu travail, tout le monde ne peut pas être dans un bureau. Moi-même, que si devant vous, j'ai beaucoup de diplômes jusqu'à la maîtrise, tout. Mais ça ne m'empêche pas de me débrouiller dans le commerce.
Okay.
Donc, j'appelle aux jeunes vraiment de se lancer dans les activités.
Okay.
Voilà un peu.
Merci beaucoup pour l'interview. Ich bin jetzt mit Frau Djara. Sie ist auch Verkäuferin hier im Festival. Auch nach ihrer Meinung, dieses Festival ist wirklich sehr interessant. Nicht nur auch das Frieden in einem Land zu bringen. Zum Beispiel haben wir auch viele Ethnien, zum Beispiel Bambara, Dogon, Fulani, Mianka und Suare. Alle Ethnien sind da. Sie verkaufen, sie kaufen, sie tanzen, sie singen, sie lachen, sie essen zusammen auch. Das bedeutet, wir können uns auch leben ohne Konflikte.